This evening in the Tarawih Salah, we read a large portion of Surah An-Nisa. There's a fascinating incident with regards to the surah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, and he says that on one occasion, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam made a request to him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud that I'd like to hear you recite the noble Quran. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that I responded by saying, O Nabi Allah, the Quran has been revealed to you. How can I read it to you? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I like to hear someone else also read the Quran. And he says that I started reading from the beginning of Surah An-Nisa. And I continued almost 50 verses until I came to the verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. And he says, at that point, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hasbuk, stop. And this particular verse paints a picture of Qiyamah Day. All the various scenes of Qiyamah. And one of the things that will occur on Qiyamah Day is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be called to give witness against those who do not believe in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. And those against whom the Messenger gives witness, you can imagine they will be doomed. So that scene, vivid in front of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he will be called up to give witness against those who do not believe. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said hasbuk, and he said stop, and I looked at him, فَإِذَا أَيْنَاهُ تَذْرِفَان, I saw the tears rolling from the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was because of the vivid images of the day of Qiyamah. This surah deals a great deal with regards to the matters of a social nature, the laws of marriage, the laws of divorce, the orphans, the widows, etc. And the Quran has a unique style. There's certain issues with the Quran picks up very briefly. Aqimus Salah, establish Salah. But the details of Salah is not given in the Quran. Atuz Zakah, give charity. Nowhere in the Quran is there mentioned that you have to give 2.5%. It is an established fact of the deen, but it's not elaborated on in the Quran. Wa atimu siyam, fast. It is outlined in the noble Quran briefly. The details is in the Sunnah. So that is the general style of the noble Quran. But when it comes to one particular issue, and that is the issue of inheritance, then an entire chapter has been revealed in this regard. Yusikumullahu fi awladikum. This is a chapter which is with regards to the laws of inheritance, what each person's share is upon the demise of the person from whom they would inherit. And after narrating all of that, which is a very difficult portion, you know, it gives the huffaz jitters when they have to read that portion. And in the end of the verse, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Tilka hududullah. These are the boundaries of Allah. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And whoever obeys the command of Allah in this regard and in general, then Allah will enter that person into gardens beneath which rivers flow. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever disobeys Allah with regards to inheritance and in general, then يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah will enter him into a fire which is blazing. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us in this regard, and he said to a sahabi by the name of Sayyidina Mu'az that ta'allamu al-fara'id, learn the laws of inheritance, fa'innahu nisful ilm, it is half of knowledge. How can it be half of knowledge? Our existence is in two parts, one in this world and one in the qabr. All the laws of sharia is with regards to this world, so that's half, and the laws of inheritance, it affects us while we in the grave. So that becomes half. That shows us how important this is. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّهُ أَوَّلُ مَا يُنْزَى. It's the first knowledge that will be taken away. People will be negligent with regards to it. Person performs salah, he gives his zakah, he fasts. But when it comes to inheritance, you think, I can do what I want to give this one more. I'll write a will like this. I'll give it all to my wife, or I'll give it all to my children. And he then destroys the end and he destroys everything, because that is the last deed with which you leave this world. destroy the end. And the worst part is that you've written an un-Islamic will and now you've passed away. So you don't benefit from it. But you're going to catch it on that side and they're going to enjoy on this side. So you're destroying your akhirat for someone else's dunya. And the laws of Sharia is such, and it's for our own benefit, that you coming towards the end of your life, how much must I give my wife? Must I give her more? Must I give her less? If I give her more, then what will happen? What if I pass away, she marries someone else, and then someone else is going to enjoy my wealth? Like they say that this husband and wife are having an argument. So the wife tells the husband that the only reason you married me is that my grand uncle left me 10 million rands. So the wife says, the husband says to the wife, don't be silly, doesn't matter who left it for you. The point is that, you know, at those last moments, you don't have to worry about what are the shares. Allah has ordained the shares. All you have to say, my estate has to be distributed according to the Sharia. How much the wife will get, how much the son will get, how much the daughter, that can only be worked out after your demise. And that has been ordained by the Quran. So you don't have to worry. You just have to ensure that you have an Islamic will that is signed and documented, and the rest will then follow from there. So this is a very important part of our deen. One more verse that we'd like to look at for this evening. And this is a verse in the fifth juz. This verse speaks about istighfar. The Sahabi, in fact it is the Tabi'i, Muhammad ibn Utayb, rahimahumullah, he says, I was sitting in Masjid Nabawi, in the Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and there was a Bedouin who came along, and he was reading this verse, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. In this verse, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ جَاءُوكَ, if they come to you, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ, and they seek forgiveness from Allah, وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ, and the Messenger of Allah seeks forgiveness on their behalf, لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَ, then they will find Allah to be most forgiving. So this Bedouin comes into Masjid Nabawi after the demise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he comes in front of the Rawda Mubarak of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he reads this particular verse. And then he says some poetry. He says, يَا خَيْرَ مَنْ دُفِنَتْ بِالْقَى يَعْظُمُهُ فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ الْقَاءُ وَالْأَكَمُ نَفْسُ الْفِدَاءِ لِقَبْرٍ أَنْتَ سَاكِنُهَا فِيهِ الْعَفَافُ وَفِيهِ الْجُودُ وَالْكَرَمُ. Oh, that being who is the most blessed. As a result of him, the entire world has been perfumed. May my soul be sacrificed for him. In this qabr, there is piety, there is nobility, there is chastity. And the Bedouin reads this poetry. And then he goes away. And Muhammad ibn Ubaidullah al-Utayb, he says that, I fell asleep. And in my sleep, I seen the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said to me that, oh, Muhammad ibn Ubaidullah, go and look for that Bedouin and tell him that he has been forgiven. Tell him that he has been forgiven. So this is, on the one hand, it is an encouragement for us that if we have the opportunity, it should be our aspiration that we travel to the blessed city of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we stand there and we present the salam to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as this verse says, that when you go there and you present yourself before the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes dua of istighfar on your behalf, then you will find Allah to be most forgiving and most merciful. May Allah Rabbul Izzah give us the desire, the yearning, and make it possible for us to visit the blessed city. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.